Let's continue on the news line. Jonathan Tolman joins us with Peak Radar. Jonathan, happy Friday.
Yeah, same to you, Mike. Almost the weekend.
I know. And speaking of the weekends, you've got some good news for folks who are looking for something fun to do in our area. Go ahead and break it down for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow is a big day. There's a ton going on across the Pikes Peak region. A couple of big things. First off, the Waldo 5K, which has become sort of a very cool tradition here in the region, is having its grand finale. It's the final year of the Waldo costume theme tomorrow. So if you've always wanted to do it, now's the time to go get out and join thousands of other Waldos and run downtown, starting at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. And if you get a ticket tomorrow, that'll be about $45, and the race is early tomorrow morning. So that all that money goes to supporting work in the Waldo Canyon restoration and all sorts of local projects. So super cool event there. The Pikes Peak Center, that tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m., will be hosting a Coral Confluence, which will be free for folks to attend. And what's cool about this is that it's a collaboration between 11 different local choral organizations that's known as the Choral Collaborative. So there'll be performances by all the different member choirs, and then they'll all get together, and there'll be over 300 people singing in one grand performance as well. That'll be fun tomorrow afternoon.
That sounds good. You got anything else you want to talk about? Yeah, go.
Yeah, real quick. Again, also tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. The Colorado Springs Mini Maker Fair will be at Library 21C, where folks can go and check out over 100 makers and artists and do fun stuff. It's a great place for the kids as well. 3D printing, Legos, robots, all sorts of fun stuff will be happening at 21C. In Old Colorado City, from about 11 to 3 p.m., they'll have the Giant Pumpkin Fest, which included, in addition to all the galleries and places to check out in Old Colorado City, there will be, of course, a giant pumpkin weigh-off, along with a scavenger hunt, pumpkin decorating, face painting, again, another fun place to take the kids tomorrow afternoon. And one final thing, because we're approaching Halloween season, Boo at the Zoo opens tonight at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, and will run through Halloween. Great way to check out the zoo and have some fun and get some trick-or-treating in as well. So there is a lot happening in the next couple days, and it's still Arts Month. We still have over 175 events on peakradar.com/artsmonth to check out before the end of the month, as well as our Halloween guide. So there's always something happening, and this weekend is a great time to get outside with the nice weather and check some of it out.
Yeah, Jonathan, I wanted to mention, because we spoke with one of the organizers of the Pikes Peak Studio Tour. That's going on this weekend, too. You can win some great prizes. Yeah. Make sure you stop by all those artists. And I just wanted to throw in there, they're giving away a couple of overnight stays for the grand prize to the Century Casino in Cripple Creek. So you'll want to register along the way. Plus, each artist at each one of the locations is giving away one of their pieces of art. So, again, another fun thing to do, especially if you love the arts.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. The Studio Tour is a great annual event, and it's a great way to get a little insight into artists and their methods and how they go about their business.
Exactly. All right, so if folks want to go back and review these, we'll have it posted on our podcast page, or you can go to peakradar.com. Jonathan, catch you next week.
Sounds great, Mike. Have a good weekend.
You too. 7:41, 19 minutes before 8 o'clock on KRDO News Radio.